Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center donor relations consultant Chris Chastow about the need for blood donations this summer. This is part two of a two-part interview. Can more information on the 100 Days of Summer campaign be found on the Blood Center's website?
Yes, there should be. And also, if you're an existing donor, if you've opted in for texting or for email, then you're definitely receiving notices regularly about the critical need. I know we just received an email today that talked about the need for O negative blood. Ordinarily, the O negative is special because it's universal, which means that O negative donors can literally save the life of everyone on the planet, but they can only get O negative blood back, and they only comprise about 9% of the population. So the need is ever present the entire year, but when we see that 15 to 20% deficit in collections during the summertime, so instead of having an overage of maybe 8 pints of O negative that we would love to have for emergencies, that when hospitals call us for a stat order because there's a patient in critical need, you know, in the summertime, we're lucky to have 3 pints available for an emergency like that, which is why, you know, that definitely is a targeted population throughout the summer months. The O negatives typically get called many more times than other donors just because they can give their blood to every person.
And you said earlier how for high school students, donating blood can be a sort of out of sight, out of mind thing in the summer. But as you just mentioned, is there a way that people can sign up for email or text alerts about blood drives happening?
Yeah, I mean, they can go online if they're an existing donor. Everyone is assigned an account within our impact system. And, you know, you accrue points every time you donate, so you can order swag. You can, you know, rack up gallons and get stickers and like window clings and pins for your car or, you know, a jacket or a hat or something. So people can do it that way. Typically, if you're a regular donor, you probably are a little familiar with our impact system. But if you're not, they can always call our toll-free number, which is just 800-747-5401. And they certainly could opt in. Email is automatic if you've donated with us one time or more and provided us with your email. Texting, we do need your permission. So in some cases, you would have to give us a verbal over the phone, and then we can kind of check that box, and then you'll receive text alerts about critical need when it arises. And you, of course, can visit our website, and it always does talk about the incentives that are available at any given time, as well as, you know, warm, fuzzy recipient stories about people who've received blood products and why that need is just ever present. It just never goes away because only 5% of the planet are keeping the community blood supply afloat. So hence, once you give, we're always asking, will you give again? Will you give again? Will you give again? Because only 5% of the planet are shouldering, you know, the responsibility.
Those who are eligible to donate blood, why would you encourage them to donate blood this summer?
Well, again, the need is real and critical throughout the summer months. I personally donate 6 times a year, but if you're opting maybe just to give once or twice, which is the average, those 5% that are giving regularly, they'll only give 1 or 2 times a year. So I would encourage them to give in June and August when those high school students are not able to donate, just to kind of offset that loss that we feel when our high schools are not hosting. So that's why we need people, you know, desperately this time of the year. You know, the same is true as we start to get into the holiday month and, you know, around Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. Every time our donor centers, we have 19 donor centers in 4 states, so Iowa, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Missouri. When we shut down, even for just 1 day for a national holiday, the loss that we incur is 1,000 units.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center Donor Relations Consultant Chris Chasto about the need for blood donations this summer. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.